And we're live.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. I am Brian Ozone, and I am here with my good friend Aaron Johnson. And we have fresh blood this week. He is going to be a reoccurring character every week. He is also another waffler. I am sorry that I can't pronounce his last name completely. But
it's Myslowick.
Myslowick.
Boom.
Boom. But he goes by the name of The Miz. So, well, that's the nickname I'm giving him. So, I'm happy to have him aboard. He's a good guy. He does great stuff. He does great things for the community. Keeps it relevant. And I am going to now pass the mic to John and let him introduce himself and give him his 5 minutes of glory. So The Miz, take it away. And listen, if you do have Maurice, I want naked pictures.
What is going on, everybody?
What's going on?
Brian so eloquently put it. I'm The Miz, or John, or A-hole, as family and friends call me sometimes.
Or we call him sometimes Johnny Mystery.
Johnny Mystery or Mr. Mystery, if you're part of Most Powerful Auctions. Right. Shameless name drop. So thank you. Thank you for having me on Masters of the Galaxy. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you, brother. This place is dedicated for the true fans of the fandom of what we love and what we've become to love for the last 30 plus years. So I am always excited to have people like you and Aaron, a couple of past people. It's great to have the passionate fans express their love and stories, knowledge, and stuff that they went through. And so with that being said, I didn't mean to interrupt. Continue, please.
No, you're good. No, it's amazing. As Brian said, I've been a fan from – since I can remember, 37 this year. It started just like most of you guys. I'm an 80s kid. One Christmas, you guys rekindled it with the waffles, as Brian said, last year with Mr. David Carbalka. I kind of got back into it.
Okay.
And I have been collecting. I had held on to some posters, you know, a few little things the last 15, 20 years. And now they are filling an entire room, as you can see behind me.
Yeah. This kind of is a question for the both of you guys. Let's give a little background on the whole waffling situation, because it's kind of new to the community. And maybe, you know, you can swing a couple of new people that are listening now to go that route and help to support it. So maybe you guys have a little bio or something quick to describe it.
Mr. Johnson, why don't you take this one?
Sure. I can do that. I mean, for me, I guess like the waffle thing for me, and of course I came after John. So Johnny Miz was actually before me.
Always do.
As most folks know that follow the Waffle Mafia and what we do and all that stuff, started out, David Carbalka was looking for a way to get out of a particular way that things were being done. And so we wanted to build a community and wanted to build a family and people who cared about each other and wasn't any kind of drama junk going on and just somewhere where everybody could hang out and have a little bit of fun. And
so right. One
was some of these web raffles. Of course, we try not to use the R word. It's kind of dirty, but we call them waffles. It's a chance for everybody to get together and be a community and hang out and talk and share the love of all the things that we do love. And in that case, it was kind of like David started us off with the idea. He threw it out there. Johnny was right behind him, jumped in, started doing his place, which, of course, most powerful waffles in the universe. And then I came in behind with Lucky Legends, and the rest is kind of story from there.
Really? You're number two? I would expect you to be number one, man.
Nope. So Johnny jumped in with the most powerful waffles in the universe. And John, you can start telling about that, man, about how that's.
Oh, you're talking about The Miz?
Yeah.
The Miz.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were talking about somebody else. All right. No. I don't want you to lose to somebody who's not a part of the group. But,
it's just us. The Waffle Mafia. So it's, you know, it's Lord of Destruction Waffles and Johnny gotcha. Over at Most Waffles and me at Lucky Legends and of course our brother in Puerto Rico down in doing Law Wheels. So they're just
right. If you guys ever need an enforcer, I'm your man.
An enforcer. we're pretty tame.
I got to get my club, you know, my initiation club jacket and stuff. So
we got a job for you to do, Brian. You somebody out, man.
No, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's a great thing that you guys are doing for the community. I think it's a fresh idea. It gives the collectors a way of getting these things that they're going to spend 3, 4, 5 times the amount on eBay or have you, you know.
That's a dirty word, Brian.
I know, but.
Brian, I mean, I agree with what Brian's saying. Like, it was a really unique thing, and when I stumbled across it, of course, John was already doing it. So, John, tell everybody about, you know, how you got started and how that rekindled, like, your love for Masters. Because, you know, it had been a while for you, obviously. It had been for me, too. So, when that started happening, you know, tell about Most Powerful Hog of Waffles.
Yes, please.
I got roped in hook, line, and sinker, just like you said, by the God Waffler, David Karbalka. I just stumbled upon Masters of the Universe Classics Collectors. After not collecting since probably the 2000X series, I saw that site.
Wow.
Popped up on Facebook. I was like, oh, great. I hop on there. I started looking around. All of a sudden, this thing pops up for a Filmation Skeletor. I was like, what the hell is Filmation Skeletor? I mean, I know who Skeletor is, but I didn't even know there was a new Classics line.
So
I hopped in on David's.
At the time, you didn't even know that Classics was out. And see, nope. I was that way too. I was very late to the game. I had no idea that Classics even existed.
I gave up after the 2000X. I had sold off my collection, I think, to go out drinking for $60. I probably had 60 figures in the castle at that point. And I sold it to a pawn shop for $60. And I was like 21. So, yeah, I regret that.
I wish I was there that day. I would have bought them all.
I went
Ozone always looking to capitalize. I love it.
I went back to that pawn shop recently.
Did they still have it?
They were still there.
Did what?
But yeah, that kind of.
Why don't you go back and buy them, man? Get them like, you know, tell them $50 cash.
I wish.
You know?
I wish.
Yeah.
I brought them in 2 or 3 garbage bags.
Wow.
Was it kind of like that for you, John? Like, as far as. I really thought that it ended with 2000X. And here's the crazy thing. I didn't even realize there was a cartoon. My son at the time, my older son, of course, Cameron, you guys see him in the group doing his thing. He likes to jump in and holler. But
heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's 21, 22 now. At the time, I don't remember how old he was then, but I was so excited to see, like, He-Man back on the shelves and see him on the pegs. But at the same time, like, I didn't know there was a cartoon. And then after that happened, I thought it just kind of died. So I really wasn't aware of Classics at all, had no idea. I came into Classics probably in 2010. So I was like 2 years late.
Yeah, well, if I remember right, I think the figures of 2000X came out before the cartoon. I think they had the Skeletor, He-Man, Man-at-Arms, Stratos, Merman, Wave. I believe that they came out with them before the show. Then
yeah,
the show came out.
Tied to the show were the Snake Men, right?
Yeah. The show came out, and then with the MVC comics, that's where they started to show the newer figures that were going to come out and be released. So, you know, that all went hand in hand together. But yeah, I really missed that hunt for toys, man. It was just so much fun.
Boys, let me tell you what. I remember the cartoon. It's showing on Cartoon Network and right 22. grown man racing home from work to go visit my best friend's father who lived in a motel at the time to watch this cartoon, to watch that first episode of the 2000X.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. And then when I saw the figures, what's that?
I wish I had caught it, like, while it was still on TV, you know, because I remember being a kid and, like, being excited to come watch He-Man.
Yep.
But then, you know, as an adult, I didn't get to experience that. Like, when I did find it, it was like, holy crap. And I sat there and watched it, like, all of it, like, three times in a row. And I was just like, whoa. You know, such a strange thing. Take us back. We were there. We were close. You saw a Filmation Skeletor, and then what happened?
I was like, oh, this is cool. They made a new figure or something. So I'm like, all right, I'll hop on. Oh, this character is on here. But he wants $5 to get in, 20 people. I said, sure, whatever. I got $5 laying around. And so I paid him. Facebook, that didn't work. So I paid him again through other means. I got in, didn't win, of course. And then right after that, he did this wonderful thing. He did a giveaway for everybody who played. He did this Faker giveaway. I was like, holy shit, there's a Faker. And it was this beautiful, classic Faker.
Yeah, but what game? Explain. Like, what game are you playing?
So
playing the waffle game.
It kind of started because Dave just got that Filmation Skeletor and he just wanted to do a giveaway. Right. So it was like, how many people would be interested if I did? And so everybody jumped in all crazy about it. And then, so at that point, I think David was like, hey, for everybody who jumped in and played the other day, why don't we do a Faker? And then so
correct.
Created itself, I think, at that point. But John knows better than me at that point. It was wild.
Yeah, well, it was because, I looked at it, and I believe the Skeletors were sold out, and their prices were like 100-something bucks on that Evil Bay place. And Dave was like, shit, let's give everybody a shot. I got a couple of them. I picked them up. So for $5, 20 of us jumped in, and somebody won it for $5. And I thought that was brilliant. I know it's not a brand-new revelation to do, but to do it with a toy and to do it cheaply and to have that much fun, it really sparked my passion for collecting and Masters of the Universe again. I was following David.
So after that,
literally, it took 2 weeks.
David caught you on fire, and then you decided to do Most Powerful Waffles.
I asked,
what was your first giveaway? Your first, how did you start? Because I do remember joining, but I don't remember how we got rolling.
You were the winner. That's how I know.
No, I know that. Oh, dude, I wrecked it all. That's where the name came from, baby. Lucky Legend. I was winning it all. But,
no, dude, I
like my wife messaged, you have got to stop doing this. And I was like, I can't stop. I'm winning.
I've never asked anybody to stop. You can, back in the day, even when you were winning, you were like, oh, I'm going to stop. I was like, no, man, keep playing. This is how it goes. No, I asked David like 2 weeks in. I was like, hey, man, do you mind if I do one of these on your site? And he said the same thing we've been saying since day one. This is, you know, my site. I can control. I send out everything. I make sure everybody gets their winnings. If you want to do it, go ahead. Start a group, man. I'll back you up and I'll join. And it's exactly what I did. I started up, you know, he was Lord of Destruction. I had to be Most Powerful Waffles, you know.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. You know, and I'm glad that you said that. Because in the early days, you know, I think a lot of people kind of get a little frustrated with us sometimes as far as, hey, man, do you care? You know, do you care if I do a waffle? Do you care if I jump on the page and do a waffle? And it is nothing against anybody else doing a waffle.
Never has been.
That at all. What it was for us,
it's the friggin' troublemakers that, I guess they're not winning, so they're gonna make a big whoop to do about it because they're not winning, and it's gonna ruin.
Happens, Brian. I mean,
everything
like the sun.
You know, it's like the saying: it takes one asshole to ruin the party.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean,
one bad apple kills.
Exactly, and it's unfortunate because it's a good thing going. You don't want to see something like that just disappear and go into oblivion again.
Well, and that's, you know, kind of like you guys. Like, I'm glad that you guys with the podcast and everything, you supported what we were doing, and the idea being that we didn't put anybody off or say, hey, you can't do that. We were just saying, you know, the only thing that we can control is what we're doing. So
correct.
Three of us agreed together to kind of, you know, work, stick together and make this work, you know, the three of us, and we won't do anything else. And we can hold each other accountable for shipping and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's never been an offensive thing to anybody, but you always have folks that come in and they see what you're doing and they say, well, you know, maybe I don't like what you're doing. Maybe I think it's stupid. Maybe I don't, you know, agree with what you're doing. Hey, man, don't play. You know, it's a community. It's something that we do for fun, and it has always been a fun thing. And it's not
exactly.
It's been to build collections. And so if you guys look behind me, like, I got – there's a Red Beast Man. There's Man-at-Arms. There's Zodak. There's all those things are going to go out to you all. So it's not like I'm on to. I mean, I do. I have my collection and I have a great collection, but I get stuff to give to you all, and I think John has always felt the same way. So the Wood Panel Palace, please explain that for Brian. It's such a good thing, always.
Oh, man, Mr. Ozone. I live in what we call affectionately the Wood Panel Palace. The walls are lined with wood panel. This is what I call.
Joe Palace.
When I moved in here, it was a quick temporary thing. These walls were bare. There was not a moat. And everybody used to hop on, and they were like, "Oh no, don't cover it. It reminds me of the '80s." And this is exactly what it reminds me of. I grew up in these meager surroundings. I lived with it. And it does kind of bring back that feel of nostalgia now, seeing all these He-Men hung up on it, although mine were usually broken and in piles. But yeah, I live in the Wood Panel Palace, as we call it in the Waffle Group.
I love it, man. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's I too have the Wood Panel Palace, and like, so mine, I have the one room that is sheetrocked, and of course that's the Waffle Room. Everything else, man, panels can be, and you know, that's sexy style here in the country. I mean, that just means you had a little money, you put up some wood panel because you had it. So I like your style, honey. You just keep doing what you're doing, my dude. So Ozone, our illustrious leader.
Yes.
What topics do you want to talk about today? So not gotten to hang out in a while. We've not got to talk in a while. So what do you want to talk about today? I know there's something coming up, I don't know, this weekend or this upcoming weekend. We lost Brian.
I think he fell asleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Brian fell asleep. hey, let me switch. I'm forcing this camera so everybody watching the show can see Brian's camera. We're staring at the wall.
Let's check it out. Come on, Ozone.
He was slurring his words a little bit ago. I think he was getting ready to be done for the day and didn't realize he was projecting.
Hey, I love it. It is my birthday and I didn't do that.
So. speaking of Mr. Johnson, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, my man. I mean, it's been that kind of day. I understand because
Ozone fell asleep.
Ozone is always like working 225 hours a week. So, you know, I'm totally cool with the fact that he just crashes out. It's just funny.
what was coming up this weekend? Some
guys on. Come on, Brian.
Oh, I'm loose.
Dude, this is the greatest. Could somebody sneak in and take his Ozone money while he's sleeping? Freaking collection or something.
This is great.
Hey,
well, do you know what was coming up this weekend?
I do know what's coming up this weekend. Do you?
Not personally, I have not been in town because of work and vacation, and I'm actually heading back out this Wednesday for travel again for work. So,
listen,
I've been a bag of crap.
This thing is the one thing that I do care about. It's PowerCon. We do have PowerCon this weekend. So, you know, it's not one of those things like everybody's going to know what that is. But I love PowerCon. So PowerCon's coming. And when PowerCon comes, what happens? We find out about new figures. So Super 7 owes us some stuff, I think, and PowerCon's where it will be.
I've got some Filmations coming, hopefully. Myself and Mr. John Phelps.
Yeah, dude. So are you staying in that Club Grayskull line, or are you doing Collector's Choice, or...
I like the Filmation stuff. I like the new Filmation. It was Triclops and Hordak, and I think it was Teela or She-Ra. Yeah. I can't remember the four of them, but I got the four pack.
We had Teela. We had, I think, Man-at-Arms.
Man-at-Arms, yes.
And then what were the other two that you named?
I believe Hordak was one, and Triclops?
Triclops. And so Triclops. Yeah. Of course, in the Filmation style, got his little bit of blonde hair sticking out in her back or whatever.
I was sold on that Triclops.
Yeah, man, those are so well done. Or actually, we saw the Sorceress, correct?
Yes.
The cut across the top, you know, everything was a little bit different as far as her ab crunch and all that good stuff. But I'm super about that because I want to see how they handle the wings, because he was saying that she wasn't going to stay, like, you know, all.
Correct, all. Flying.
be able to be changed. But there were two figures that were mentioned. I brought this up once before, and we touched on it for a second. But Granita, or Granita, I don't know how you pronounce it. I actually don't know. I call her Granita. But Granita. She is one of
I'd the have to say it.
Rock people, or the you know, the Comet Warriors.
Oh.
And so they're doing the female version for her. I mean, as far as it was teased, that name was thrown out there for basically classics.
Yep.
And then they threw out Manny Faces for the Club Grayskull.
I saw that.
I don't know how they're going to do that, but that looked pretty cool.
I hope so. Like I was saying right in the beginning, the Comet Warriors, man, that was one of my earliest childhood memories, waking up on a Christmas morning, seeing all the presents out there, and looked like Santa had peeled just a little bit of the paper, and I could see that man, and I'll always remember that. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God.
Dude,
I was like,
I mean,
6 years old. I'm like,
that was the whole point of you coming on the show and being a part of this thing, and you know, whatever, so you could share some of your memories, because I know that you have a lot of like childhood memories of Masters. Oh, I do also.
I was
and I, like, right now in the house, I don't even think I've ever showed anybody this, because it's kind of strange, but I have one like wall that is just like this edge of this wall, and I have a shelf, and I have Stone Darn Rock on it, and then there's like there are mini comics sitting in the middle, and then above it is the poster from one of the magazines where the Rock Warriors or the Rock people were coming in, the Comet Warriors was like sliding in, and yeah. Oh dude, I mean, I have a dedicated to just those two, because they're so awesome, man. I love them.
I got mine right here, man. I still have, you know, my vintage ones. I got the little mini comic up on the wall and the little frame. Still, people hate on these guys. They're two of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
I think it's just because of that memory.
I think, yeah, that's cool that you associate them that way, because I'm kind of that way too. Like, I don't know why, but at the time, just having these two, like, warriors from space that came in as Comets, and I guess we had all that stuff going on with Transformers and whatnot.
Yep.
Dude, I'm so cool. Like, I mean, damn, here comes these, and they just flying in into battle, and then if they got into trouble, they could just roll over as a rock, or if there was like a barricade, they could just pound. I mean, I thought they were really awesome when they came out.
Oh, I still love them. Like I said, I love the vintage versions. As you were saying, talking about childhood memories, I was thinking about this today. I was talking to my mother briefly. Her and I don't talk as much as we should, but being Labor Day,
I do the same. I talked to mine today because this is my day of birth.
Yeah, exactly. Happy birthday, man. All these toys, her and my father's hardware today. I thought ever. Like, I became a collector because, you know, picked out He-Man, and he thought that was cool. So And my dad's not around anymore. He passed away when I was much younger. But to kind of think about that and go, you know, he picked those out for me. He got this collection started from my mom. Picked those out. Christmas was good. We were a bit poor, but come around Christmas time, you know, beg, borrow, steal. My dad, and my mom, they put on these huge presentations for us. And I always have those great memories. And I just started to think about that now. As I'm 37. You know, they started that. They saw these and thought, hey, you know, these are cool. Let's get these for them. And now they started this passion that I have.
Dude, I have much the same, like, sort of memory as far as – I give you my background as well. And we'll share
this. Yeah, please.
Because, you know, it's cool that you shared that with the fans. And
absolutely.
Appreciate you guys listening and watching the show or listening to the show if you do. We absolutely like things about ourselves because this is where the passion came from and it's where it started. So, like, my parents, much the same way, we were a very poor family. We live in Southwest Virginia. It's coal country. That's kind of like what you do here. You do coal. And we – as far as rich, everybody here is rich because we're rich in family and we're rich in love and we're rich in all that good stuff. But as far as money and what, you know, the man feels that we need here in the country, sometimes it's just not there. So back in the 80s and, you know, when I was first coming up, my mom and dad, I have to give massive respect to what my mom and dad did because every Christmas, you know, every birthday, it was a Masters theme. So, like, when I would go up and I'd go to the living room, and we didn't get, like, presents throughout the year and things, so Christmas was a big deal. And I'd come down the hallway, and we'd go into the living room, and there's the tree, and then over to the side of the tree, my mom and dad have skull set up, like, completely. Out of the box, have all the stuff on it, sitting there. And then there's, like, two or three Warriors that are already out, and they're already out of the package, and all their stuff's right there. And then, as I get to opening my packages, there are a couple that are still on the card back. So, my mom and dad made it a point to make it a very big deal as far as the presence of these figures because they knew that it caused me to read. It caused me to be creative. I went through these mini comics, and I just studied them and studied them and studied them. So, you know, what better upbringing could you give a kid from a poor family and things like that. So I just think that, you know, that's the love that has stuck with us over time. And I appreciate you sharing that memory, man, because that was awesome.
No, man, that's what it's about. Like I said, I didn't start collecting. Somebody started me on that path. Same thing, Masters Universe was the reason I became in followed art. I also do illustration, as you guys have seen. When I'm not lazy.
Because I cared about that art, you know, that Kala just tore me up as a child. So I mean, it was like, oh my God, this is the most glorious thing I've ever seen.
I can't see those primary colors, that blue, that yellow, and that red, but I'll think of Masters Universe no matter where I go, what art gallery I see. It's another hated figure, people, but Cyclone always reminds me of art and why I do art and, you know, when I do it.
Cyclone is straight art deco. Like, you see the...
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Come on, man. It took an artist to make him.
Yeah, there's so much wrapped up into it. And now, like I said, as I'm getting back into the last year or so, I never really thought about, like you said, the storylines, the plots, the artists behind it, the creators. Now, learning about the Four Horsemen, you know, the last year and a half and seeing all this, it's phenomenal.
I mean, the thing to me that I think is so...
That's just out there.
The thing that's hard to wrap your hands around, wrap your brain around, is how large this property is. People say, oh, Lord of the Rings, you know, they had three movies, blah, blah. The world of Lord of the Rings, I'm not trying to make any Lord of the Rings fans mad.
Yeah.
Is monstrous. But if you look at Eternia and you look at the multiverse.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, man.
I'm just starting my journey into it, all of it. Like I said, as an adult, learning about it. It's
yeah, it's
insane. I was always visual.
You know, we're going to have our big moment to shine, I guess, this weekend when PowerCon kicks off in Los Angeles. And that, of course, is He-Man's big thing of the year. So I'm very interested to see this year what we get. I know they've already teased the Granita, or however you say it. And then, of course, Manny Faces. I'm very interested to see how Manny Faces is done. Beyond that, we're going to get something in the other line. We'll get something in the 5.5 line because they've still got that going. We got Hordak, we got She-Ra, we got He-Man last time, and that looked really killer. There's some other cool stuff going on with the muscle stuff. Super 7's been teasing it like all week as far as they, you know, it's coming. There's some things we're going to be doing. So, guys, I'm telling you, I can't wait for this upcoming weekend to see what all we get. And I, you know, I don't know what's next as far as, but we've got our PowerCon exclusives. John, did you get a hold of any of those?
I did not. I did not get a hold of any of the Ultimates. Quite honestly, I, like I told you guys in the Waffle group, I had no desire to get them. That's the Tila. Beautifully done. You know, it's nice to see it with all the extra stuff. And I did not get any of the PowerCon stuff.
I'm looking forward to the PowerCon stuff because and I did. I grabbed one set of Ultimates plus a couple of individual that I got from Big Bad Toy Store. Big Bad Toy Store.com. Check it out. I mean, you'll pay a little bit more than what, you know, the actual cost is. But Tila is actually still available there. So if anybody wanted the Ultimate Tila, she's still there at $50.
Yeah, that's great.
Check that out if you want to. But beyond that, they also do have the pre-order for this stuff getting at PowerCon. And the reason that that's cool is because this PowerCon stuff is attendee only as far as picking it up in hand. And then other than that, we have to wait. So you can grab this stuff through Big Bad Toy Store, go ahead and pay for it and get it out there. And then that stuff will come in. So I have not gotten any of this yet, but I do want to get my hands on the Prince Adam Travis and Stratos 3-pack because that is just, to me, that is like icing on the freaking cake as far as lately.
Those would be the ones I'd be after if I went after them. Those are I love that green trap jaw, that neon green trap jaw.
Oh, dude, he's
beautiful.
I mean, that's cool. And they may be maybe the color is a little off. As far as when I open that mini and I see this dude, you know, come sliding through Grayskull and all this madness is going on. He is a greenish glow almost, and this figure just really, it looks like it glows. I mean, it's really cool. My most wanted one out of that is the Stratos. Lucky Legends' little moniker has always been I love Stratos.
Always the Birdman.
Yeah, man, I want to see this flesh-colored King of the Birdman. I just think it's so gloriously done. I've talked about it a few other times also, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that, seeing that this weekend. So I would dare say, oh yeah. What your action. I love it. Yeah, I brought my guys out here to hang out. So I got Red back, Man Arms is hanging out, Point Dread, and then over there, Zodak. And of course, I did want to talk about this because as we do waffles and whatnot, you guys see these things laying around. This had a tragic end to the tip. However, I do have the tip, and
this sounds like a bad pickup line at a bar.
No doubt. So you could you can fix that, I think, with a little bit of glue or something. But so what we're going to do is for the last 30 days, most active folks on Legends, I do a free spin, the 10 most active folks. So I put that out yesterday as far as on who all was most active. This month, this will be the winner. So it is glorious, you guys, even though it has a busted tip. We won't tell anybody, but... so check that out for sure. We're going to do that maybe in a bit, maybe tomorrow. But either way.
No, that's beautiful.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Throw it out. It's in the backdrop. Ozone's still sleeping, right?
My sword's hanging up there behind my Castle Grayskull.
Oh, dude. There are a couple more. You have to keep them.
Oh, I know. I got that costume one, man. I caught in Connecticut, luckily. But that's knowing. I know Joffrey's wanted to get his hands on it a few times. But
were you and Carbuckle were going around, you know, and I had to come pick you up in the Raider?
Yeah. That was fun, man.
We've had a good time. We really have had a good time. So what I guess what we
spend the key, man.
We're not going to run, I guess, a whole – I mean, actually, we kind of are an hour at this point that we've been talking. What are we about? We were a couple minutes late, so we're about 45 minutes in. We busted Mrs. Cherry, and that was kind of the whole thing here tonight. Can we say that? Is that okay to say that? Busted Cherry?
I'm everywhere.
I said it. It's my birthday. Say whatever I want.
It's your birthday, brother.
So we busted Mrs. Cherry.
I was sleeping.
Ozone passed out. I think it's been a fairly successful podcast. We've had several pauses while it's been going on. And so, guys, I appreciate everybody hanging out. Brian wanted you to have, like, kind of a closing tagline. And I think what – I really believe what he kind of wanted was for you to talk about eBay. So tell us about eBay.
Oh, boy.
Take us out, and then I'll say my goodbyes, and we'll get out of here.
eBay, most powerful auctions. If you guys haven't seen it, I've been trying to post up as much as I can. Brian, Ozone has been a huge backer of it for his site, Masters of the Galaxy. You'll see posts on there. Mr. Joe Amato, John Itis, Motu Evolution has supported it. David, yourself.
Motu Nation 2.0 now, Motu Evolution.
Motu Nation, yep. It started, as Aaron can tell you, as a silly idea, as, you know, part of the waffle groups, something to offer you guys otherwise than just waffles, and it turned into reality. I was a huge evil bear a few years ago, started paying $700-$900 a month in fees.
Yeah,
so
man,
I finally had the resources. What's that?
Absolutely eat you alive.
You're not kidding, man. I used to do video games, old school video games. And it would be $700-$800 a month in fees. And then you pay for pictures, you pay to post. And it's like, Jesus, man. You know, and this is why prices and scalpers are out there.
Yeah.
So, and, again, yeah, to fast forward. Sorry. that's what the idea behind this is. Right now we're running until October 30th. Zero seller fee. $1 to post any item. You post an item for $1,000, you sell it for $1,000. You keep all your money minus PayPal. We use PayPal specifically and only. Every transaction is done through PayPal. We're HTTPS encrypted and secured. And it's a private development group on top of that for all those people that were asking about it. It was an idea that came to fruition. We're about 150 members, 140 members strong right now. There's been some killer deals on there. It's for buyers and sellers.
Oh, dude, the crazy thing, I have seen some crazy stuff on there. And it's
there's been some killer deals.
Oh, man. Like, I mean, I felt like personally I walked away with a great deal that I bought from you, and I didn't even realize I bought it from you. But I bought some mini comics, and I felt really awesome about my purchase. And, you know, so I know for a fact it works. And the fact is, too, like a lot of people I think have seen us posting and seen us putting, you know, eBay.com on everything.
Correct.
Guys, please don't think that we're being silly with this. This is the real deal.
No.
This is the place that you guys want to go sell your stuff. If you do it, because the truth is, the other bay, which we can't talk about, but we're beating that price. So the fact is,
big time.
I say we like it's mine, John. I mean, all credit to you for
came from everybody.
I feel like it's this Waffle Mafia thing and this whole little cloud that we try to keep going and we try to keep this movement rolling on. But, man, that is so important, that page. And, guys, check it out, because this is not something that was done like just, hey, I'm going to make a web page. This was professionally done, professionally paid for. It is legit. The whole website is legit. It is done through PayPal. Everything is – all the transactions are recorded. I mean, it is an amazing deal. So check it out. There's been some cool stuff on there already. You guys put your cool stuff on there, and then we can buy it. So,
hell yeah. I'd love to see you guys doing that, man. Like I said, there's been some great deals on there. It's truly phenomenal to see. It's global. It's international. We have international members. You know, tropical pickup.
It's he dash bay
hyphen bay
dot com. And so check pbay.com. I mean, dude, what feels better for a He-Man fan than going over to hebay.com? And other than that, also, there are other things on there. So don't think it's only Masters. There are a lot
of
other stuff on there, but there are other things as well. So
correct.
Encourage any kind of toys.
Action figures, comic books, video games. There's about 30 different categories right now for everybody. From Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Guys, get over there. Like I said, we had a Rodar Twister go for $32.50, brand new in the box, shipped. Filmation He-Man, $52, shipped. It's been great.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you can't beat that kind of deal. So, guys, please check it out. And, of course, Brian, like, want us to do a little taglines to sign off and all that good stuff. I'm going to throw mine out there, and then I'll just pass it to Johnny, and we'll get out. So, guys, Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page, please check that out. Of course, Masters of the Galaxy podcast is He-Man, She-Ra, and everything in between. Sometimes includes people passing out and busting cherries. So if you guys, please go check out Masters of the Galaxy if you haven't already. If you're a member, cool, please post, please share. We want you to be a part of it. Also, new He-Man page popping up, MOTU Evolution, check that out also. Of course, with the Moffle, I do it.
Moffle Waffia.
It's my birthday.
I do it too.
Hang with the Moffle Waffia if you don't care. I need a hashtag on that because that's going to go on the back of my shirt. Like, that's the drunk part. I have Waffle Mafia on the front, and then I want hashtag Moffle Waffia on the back because that's.
Absolutely.
If we've got that far behind it, my back's expedient. There we go. So. Please check out the Waffle Mafia. Come hang out with us at Lord of Destruction Waffles, at Most Powerful Waffles, and then again at Lucky Legends, which is my page. Check us out at Law Wheel. Other than that, let's see, He-Man.org. We've got PopCultureNetwork.com. Thank you, Dirt, for always hosting us and doing what you do. And then we'll pass it over to Johnny and can do the Duke.
All right. You covered a lot of them. I'm just going to thank Doug, Brian, Aaron, yourself. Happy birthday, brother. Like Aaron said, Most Powerful Auctions, www.hebay.com. The Great Unboxing. You got something to open to share with the world. Facebook. Aaron said, Most Powerful Waffles, Lucky Legends, Lord of Destruction, La Wheel, Universe, Mr. James Manning, who has all the lore, all the books, all the information. MOTU Evolution with John Titus, and of course, Masters of the Galaxy with Mr. Brian Ozone. Guys, thank you so much. But I got a boom.
Boom.
Anybody who knows me, you know what it is. Aaron Johnson, pause for the cause for your birthday, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll take a pause for the cause. And Dirt, take us out.
Actually, Brian's still asleep. I'm going to go to Brian. I've had him muted for a while. Let's turn up the sound and see if we can hear him.
Oh, do it, please.
Please do. This is awesome.
You can still hear him snoring. Every so often, you can just hear a little, like, in the background.
I love the one-point perspective of the window.
Hey, Brian. Brian. They greenlighted the movie. It premieres tomorrow. Wake up, Brian. You've been asleep, Brian. Wake up.
Man, this has been the best podcast ever.
This is awesome. I couldn't ask for anything more.
All right, guys. That's going to do it. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Boom.